it's time for your letters and a correction. Yesterday, we reported that 70% of Oklahomans passed an amendment to their state constitution barring courts from recognizing Sharia law. What we meant to say was 70% of voters in Oklahoma passed that amendment. Our mistake.
Last week, we brought you news of a California woman who's suing the automaker Honda in small claims court. Heather Peters of Los Angeles says her 2006 Civic Hybrid falls far short of the 50 miles per gallon promised by the car dealer, so she's asking for $10,000. Our story also mentioned that the automaker faces a class action suit brought by other similarly disgruntled Civic Hybrid owners.
Well, listener Robert Godley of Lothian, Maryland, also owns a 2006 Civic Hybrid, and he felt compelled to write in. After logging 147,000 miles, he says, he's pleased to report that his hybrid has consistently averaged the promised 50 miles per gallon and, at times, even better.
He writes this, I once drove from Lynchburg, Virginia to Oswego, New York on a single 12-gallon tank of gas, a rate better than 56 miles per gallon over mountains and at interstate speeds. Like those suing Honda, Godley did notice a drop in performance after a system upgrade, but he still calls the car one of the best investments he's ever made.
On Monday's program, we spoke about the snowy owl. Typically at home in the Arctic tundra, it has been increasingly spotted in the lower 48. Jim McCormick, a biologist with the Ohio Division of Wildlife, told us the reason is believed to be a superabundance of lemmings in the Arctic, a staple in the snowy owl's diet.
There were so many lemmings that the owls, in response, will lay more eggs. So there's a lot more young owls. And so there's not enough food to get through the winter, so a lot of them come south.
And with a wingspan up to 5 feet, a snowy owl can be a pretty impressive sight.
I mean, just imagine if you're a kid and you're into Harry Potter, now you get to go see Hedwig in the flesh, sitting out in the field. People who really don't even have that much interest in birds are going ape over these things.
Well, Elizabeth Ewing of Bloomington, Indiana, heard that interview on her commute home, and about 30 minutes later, she writes, the coolest thing happened as I was exiting the highway to head home. A large snowy owl swooped in front of my car within a couple of feet of my windshield. Talk about perfect timing.
Thanks for sharing, and keep the letters coming. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.